Time for the O-Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George, Laser Eye Care, and A Number One Air.
Oh, there we go. I finally found the on button over here. P1 Jason says, Gordon, I was wondering if there's audio out there somewhere of George when he was the Cowboys PA announcer, and he was announcing the starting lineup for the Carolina Panthers, and they played the Meow Mix song over and over again, and he got to giggling. I can't find the audio anywhere. I don't think we still have that.
A couple years ago, it was still in our system.
Oh, really? I thought that through a court case, Jerry had ordered you to never talk about that again, that he would support you behind the scenes as long as you never publicly acknowledge that audio again.
I was reprimanded by the NFL.
You got in trouble with the league.
Well, in that they complained to the league notified the Cowboys that I needed to be... I wasn't, like, suspended, but I was talked to.
The Panthers complained, right?
Yes, the Panthers complained to the league. Then the league notified the Cowboys, and the Cowboys had to sit down and talk with me to not do that again.
So this is when an NFL team works hard, go out there to do battle, and then when they're introduced, the song that's playing is,
yum, 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 yum.
I didn't know they were going to do that.
Yum, 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 yum.
And I didn't know they were going to do that. I looked up at the video screen, and it was the old commercial where the cat's paw is bouncing on the each meow that's going across the screen.
The lyrics.
And I could not stop laughing. And then that just made it worse. It's like, you're laughing in church. You're not supposed to laugh. And, yeah, it was really bad.
Did the Cowboys ever... Like, were they really... The Cowboys weren't mad at you, though. They were just like, hey,
they
look, they talked to us. And
I remember it being said to me that if it happened again, that I could be suspended or lose my gig.
And you...
Ladies and gentlemen,
uh-oh.
It's time for the starting lineup for the visiting Carolina Panthers defense.
Can't even get one player out.
So this is all you with your mic off laughing.
Yeah. At defensive end, and his second year from North Carolina, number 90, Julius Peppers. At defensive tackle, 10th year from Clemson, number 99, Brinson Buckner. At defensive tackle, 3rd year from Maryland, number 77, Chris Jenkins. At defensive end, 5th year from Nebraska, number 93, Mike Rucker. Strong side linebacker, 6th year from Mississippi State, number 53, Greg Favors. Middle linebacker, 3rd year from Miami, number 55, Dan Morgan. Weak side linebacker, 2nd year from Georgia, number 54, Will Weatherspoon. At cornerback, 7th year from South Carolina, number 21, Terry Cousin.
We're back being serious.
At cornerback. 4th year from Memphis, number 23, Reggie Howard. Head coach John Fox and the Carolina Panthers.
I think I had like 2 more players and I couldn't do it.
You just bailed out of the players?
Yeah.
Wow. Couple of things. I'm a little surprised the Cowboys production crew was allowed to play the Meow Mix song for the Panthers. That's demeaning, right?
So demeaning.
Isn't that just as demeaning as you laughing at their names?
And, yeah, that made it, yeah.
So I can't believe they got to do that. And that sounded like a pretty good defense.
Were they were good.
They were good back then, right?
Yeah. I think they came in and kicked the Cowboys all over the field, from what I remember. But
does Meow Mix still use that song in commercials?
I don't know. I haven't seen a Meow Mix commercial in a while.
I haven't either,
Mark.
Put that on a t-shirt.
What a great commercial, though.
Yeah, as a kid, I always remember that commercial, and the other animal commercial I remember is that dog that would chase that chuck wagon everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Would always be running around the house, that chuck wagon. What was that for?
Chuck wagon dog food.
That was the name of the dog food, was chuck wagon?
Yeah, yeah. You put water in it. Yeah. Dogs loved it.
And also as a kid, I remember, and I, for some reason I always thought it looked kind of good, was the, remember Alpo had like the fake ground beef looking patty for the dog?
They branded
shredded.
At the end?
Yeah, what was that? We got that for our dogs.
Alpo? Was it Alpo?
It wasn't Alpo,
well,
I don't think.
It smelled like poop.
Oh,
why don't you open that can?
Hold on.
Seemed like Ed McMahon always promoted it or something.
Yes.
Ed McMahon, he was a celebrity back in the day. Okay, speaking of animals, cocaine sharks have been found off the waters in Brazil. Now, there was a cocaine shark movie last year.
That's about, a cocaine bear?
Yeah, about murderous sharks that find cocaine that's been dumped off of drug runners' boats, you know, when the feds are closing in on them, so they have to dump their cocaine loads, and the sharks get a hold of it and go on cocaine binges. And so people were saying, oh, that's kind of a funny idea for a movie. And well, now they're doing testing and finding out, yeah, there actually are cocaine sharks. This happened in Brazil. They tested 13 sharp-nosed sharks.
I would think just like the original cocaine bear, it would just kill them, wouldn't it?
No.
If they ate a hunk
makes
of cocaine?
Makes them really happy and talkative for a while.
This kid shut up.
Where their heart seizes up. But they tested them off the waters of Rio de Janeiro is where they found these things. And then they tested them and found that they had cocaine in their muscles and their livers. Cocaine has been detected in the sewage and the rivers in many countries, including Brazil. And they think that the drug is entering the sea, not so much in dumped packages overboard, but the drainage from illegal labs where cocaine is refined. And also from drug users in untreated sewage that escapes into the sea.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
We dump a lot in the sea.
Do you ever think about how gross it is that the water from our tap is just reused sewer?
Yeah.
Is that a little gross?
Yeah. You hope those sewage plants are doing a really good job. Really good.
I just pretend that's rainwater that's held in a really
cistern.
Clean, water tower that goes through all sorts of filtration.
Like maybe even a religious, a very clean Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cistern
off a mountain
Christian.
Stream.
Yes, and filtered through rocks. When I was a kid, I never quite understood that. No, the mountain stream, it's the cleanest water that even Jesus can't make it cleaner. Well, why? Well, first of all, it's melted snow, which fell straight from God's hair. And then it's filtered through rocks.
Through rocks?
What do you mean through rocks?
Yeah, you don't think a bear or a moose just let fly, though?
Yeah,
those
I don't
streams?
Understand.
When I went to Circle K Ranch, eighth grade, with the sexually advanced kids from Azle.
Stop mentioning them. You're promoting them all the time.
The ranch hands that took us up for a camping trip into the mountains and I rode my horse, Dan, they taught us that when we would drink from the stream that we needed to clear the water with our hands first and then dip down the hands a little bit to get the really pure stuff.
So on top you have to
wipe that away.
Yeah. Shove all the hells on top of it.
Clear that water away, then dip your hands down and then take a big good drink of that Jesus water.
Because it is the cleanest of all time.
Nothing cleaner.
Meanwhile, that's where fish live and that's where they go to the bathroom. Is below the surface. I don't get it.
Hey, by the way, I found those dog patties.
Okay, what are they called?
Gainsburgers.
Gainsburger, yeah. Yes.
Old Spiffy used to eat those.
Yeah, they looked kind of good.
I know. They even came out with new and improved Gainsburgers cheese.
Yeah.
So they have cheeseburgers for dogs?
Advertised as made with cheddar cheese. So, yes, they had cheeseburgers for them. They went out of business in the 90s.
We certainly wish their widow well. The other one that I remember why were all these advertisements for pet food, why did they stick in my mind so much? But there was snossages. Do you remember snossages?
Snossages.
Like some little Yorkie, or what was that dog that was running through there saying snossages all the time? Snossages? What weird term is that?
I don't know, but dogs loved them. Bo Jackson used to like those.
That's got, is that out of business too? Snossages?
Let me look here.
I think the idea for pet food is you try to make it sound good for humans. And then humans will buy it.
Yeah, dog will
like
love
that Gainsburger. I was like, oh, that looked pretty good. Yeah. Snossages.
No, I can still buy a pack of three on Amazon. Now, I don't know if this is 25 years old, but they're still floating around out there.
Snossages are sold in packs of three? I thought it was like a huge bag of little pigs in a blanket looking things.
25-ounce pack of three. Maybe it's three packages. Let me click
three
on this.
Three 25-ounce packages.
I'm going to go ahead and order this for you for Christmas.
Please order me some snossages. Did I have any idea that you would order me some snossages today?
The three-pack is three 25-ounce bags.
There you go.
So I can order one for each of us.
Why would we need snossages? This has to be
snossages.
The most snossages will be mentioned on any morning radio show in America today.
Yeah. Yes. Also shows the power of advertising.
Yeah, stuck with you.
Yeah. But, so did Chuck Wagon, so did Meow Mix.
That dog looks pretty happy.
Yeah, look how fired up that dog is. Snossages in a blanket.
All right. Cocaine in sharks.
Okay, cocaine sharks. Thank you.